This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
I like any kind of, I feel like trickery is underrepresented in the play fighting and real fighting world. I can't think of the last time I saw, I don't know, a UFC referee get on all fours behind an opponent and have the fighter like shove him over.
Yeah.
Yeah. For obviously an instant knockout. I don't know. If you're made that much of a fool, the body shuts down in self-defense, so it can't perceive the shame.
Yeah.
Sleep.
Yeah, it's pushing the it's holding down the off button. Yeah. on the boy.
I step into the UFC cage and a bucket of ice cold water drops onto me from above the door.
What if you walk into the ring octagon?
Yes. That was great, baby.
What if you walk into the octagon and then someone comes up very slowly behind you, creeps over the wall, because as far as I can tell, it doesn't have a door, and then just holds up a bucket of warm water and just dips your fingertips into it?
That'd also be maybe the most disrespectful thing you could do after knocking an opponent out. Calling your corner for a bowl of warm water, and just deftly placing it as the ringside doctor tries to revive
you
him.
You brutally knock them out. They're bleeding from the eye and the left nostril.
Clearly broken nose.
And you immediately say, "Now it's a sleepover." Then you put their hand in the bucket, draw a little dick on their face.
Yeah. Why do we let him have the Sharpie?
Yeah. Where did he get that?
Oi. Oi.
Put it down.
Man, yeah, there's not
Sorry, you're sleeping.
There's not enough trickery. There should be more. There should be some level of stealth allowed in the UFC. If you're able to, like, get to your opponent 5 minutes before they get in the cage, that counts. I realize what I'm saying is just king hits
crime.
A fine.
Yeah, it's crime. So
okay, that's assault, yeah.
Okay, but what about... I have a plan.
Okay.
This is the kind of trickery that I'm going to go with.
Okay.
Like, all out fucking mind games, right? I'm having a really hard time knocking you out, right? We're in the ring. I'm having a really hard time knocking you out.
Sure.
Right? So then I go right before I feel like I'm about to land my finishing blow. Mm-hmm. I go, "Oh my God, stop laughing. We have to go to sleep."
Oh, that's really good.
And as I hit you, you're like, "She's right."
That just invokes the body's immediate sleep response.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's really smart. I think, how about this? At this every championship match, obviously there's the bout in the ring, but also in the lead up to the match, each competitor has to protect a precious gem.
Ooh! All right, from who?
From their competitor.
Okay.
Okay.
So you have to protect your gem, but you also have to try and
So will
ruin
you go
or
on the
get
offensive?
The other gym.
Yes. And are you in your are you going to devote your time to training or gem
or
heist?
Gym. Okay.
Because you could go all in on gem and miss it and turn up and have just not thrown a punch in months.
You are
because
never,
you've been
no,
practicing
you're never,
so much climbing.
You are never going to get my gem. You are never going to get my gem. I will tell you why.
Why?
The gem.
Mm-hmm.
I put it in a little bag.
Mm-hmm.
The bag is on a little string around my neck.
Okay.
But the bag is in my mouth. It's around my neck so I don't accidentally swallow it while I'm training, but it's in my mouth so that you can't get it without me knowing. And I'm training.
I see. Okay. I guess the immediate...
I-C-A-N-apostrophe-T, believe you beat me, Demi. Is that it?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say. I see Okay, let me spell this out. That's what I was going to say. Thank you for interrupting me.
Yeah, right.
You steered me back onto course.
No problem.
Great.
Now
it would be, what about?
It would be E-A-U-T-I-F-U-L, Demi.
It would be beautiful Demi. Demi. It would, beautiful Demi. So what about if you get into the ring and then just like you're squaring up against your opponent, uh-huh, and as you like just get ready to walk forwards and face them in the octagon, you see their hand going to a big lever and oh no, ka-chunk, suddenly there's no octagon beneath just you. The winner by Liverpool. We don't know where his opponent is. Lowering a microphone down into the well to try and get a post-fight statement.
Okay.
The now, replays.
What we've invented, though, Tom, it's not UFC anymore.
Okay.
Right? It's just the coolest fight.
Yes.
We're doing the coolest fight.
Well,
TCF, the coolest fight. You know what? I'll sell this to anybody who wants it. I'll sell it. I don't care. I just want to see the coolest fight happen.
Absolutely. And that's what like MMA used to be. But now everyone has figured out what MMA is. And
you couldn't
also
have a lever in MMA.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is we're adding a martial art that has been neglected. The same way that, like, you know, when it was all a big melting pot and then people realizing, you know, wrestling's come in. I think that a neglected martial art is trickery and the art of war.
Tom.
What?
Look. No.
Why?
No. I'm saying we do the fun purge. Okay? Fun purge.
Babe, from what I remember, for parts of the population, the purge was the fun purge.
Yeah, but listen, all right, I'm calling it Fun Purge No Psychos, okay?
Okay, Fun Purge for only good hangs. So and if you're a bummer, yeah, you can't be in the purge this year.
You can't be in the purge.
You've got, and we can't kill you either, but you've just got to sit it out.
You have to sit it out and you get to, but you can watch if you want to, you won't want to. We'll be having so much fun and you won't.
I'm
saying it's not about the physical fighting of each other. MMA, they still had to be like, oh, we're so strong, but now like I can break your leg.
Okay.
And I'm like, great. Well, guess what? I dropped a bunch of jelly on you.
Okay. What about if there's...
You're too slippery.
What about... Okay, the stats are obviously a knockout or a technical knockout or a submission. They end the fight immediately.
All right.
But also, and this is more of an intangible, it's up to the judges.
Okay.
There is a shame score.
Oh.
Where a fighter enters the fight with a set amount of dignity.
Mm-hmm.
And once that has been entirely eroded, the referee has to call it off.
All right.
You can call it off early if you're a manager and you're like, no, no. Oh, my God. We just realized that he's about to they've entered the cage and we've just seen his opponent just deftly slip a banana peel under his foot.
Oh, no.
We can't afford this. I can't afford to have my fighter fall on his bottom. That wasn't something I had to worry about in the octagon, but here he's going to fall on his bottom and it's going to go make him go ow.
I have a question about semantics.
Please.
A knockout is a win.
Yes.
Right? So, match starts.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm immediately lifted by wires up to a table that I've set above the ring, unreachable by anybody except for me and the surgeon up there that's going to give me the biggest, coolest tits you've ever seen. As soon as I land back in the ring, they're like, she won. She's a knockout.
She's a knockout. And, yeah, I guess you wouldn't be...
And I guess I'm staying up on the table for the full recovery time of the surgery as well.
And also you're having the surgery with no anesthetic.
There might be anesthetic. All right. No, 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 no. I let him knock me out before I go up onto the table. Wow.
What if you just enter the ring with some gorgeous big titties?
No.
Okay. I'm sorry for even suggesting it.
No, because then that's my base level.
Right.
And I'm not going to win that way.
Mm-hmm. I think you've got the right idea with as soon as a title fight starts, wires raise you above the ring. Especially as the champion who, like, you know, if it's a tie, you retain the belt. That is a pro tier strat.
I would be
just
I
to be hovering above the ring and them like, ah.
I would start wriggling my body and building up enough momentum that I'm like one of those birds that you hang from a ceiling fan that you just turn the little, you turn the little gear on the bottom and they go like around the room.
Yeah.
That's me.
That's you. I think that would be great.
Yeah, me too.
Doing that, hiding a sandwich somewhere in the ring for a quick mid-fight energy boost.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do to get him to stop hurting you while you're having your sandwich?
Ooh, I would hide one there for him as well. But guess what? It's full of poop. Great
His
job,
one?
Buddy. Yeah.
Right.
And mine too.
And yours too, yeah. That's what I would because just I'm say a quality. You're yes. a gentleman.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who's poop?
Ooh. Who would I have access to? Freaking, who would have the nastiest poops?
Vegans.
Oh, that's true. God, when I was vegan, I was filling bowls left and right.
Yeah, they called you Fire Hose Tombo.
Oh, man. It was nasty. And that's because I was laying fire hoses. The consistency of them was, you know, pretty consistent. But just having bean that much or like lentil or chickpea just led to having... Sometimes I felt like more came out than went in.
Yeah, it does.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Thanks for talking to me.
What comes out? Some recipes are a portal.
Okay, if you're a referee.
Some recipes are a porto.
That's right.
Just gotta go.
No.
A porto.
If you're a referee in, let's say, and you know, I love our ideas, but let's go back to the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Okay.
Because that gives us a framework to work off of.
Okay.
If you're a referee for the Ultimate Fighting Championship, what are we doing to make this pay-per-view fight more interesting?
Referee is a zebra.
Okay.
The end.
Great. So the winner, I guess, is the first person not to be like, huh, wow, the zebra is, I should focus on the job at hand.
Well, no one's allowed to question the zebra's authority.
Okay.
It's against the rules.
Right. How young... Do you reckon like an 8-year-old officiating a UFC match could do a good job?
Yes. I have seen carny children before. They can basically do anything if you put them through enough.
You were talking to me about carny children the other day.
A lot of carny children in Adelaide.
You used to see them just when you went to the Royal Adelaide show.
Yeah.
And you would see a child with a job.
Mm-hmm.
And the job was certainly around play, but that made it no less of a job.
No.
If anything... Perhaps more of a job.
The children still had childish fear in their eyes while they were doing this job.
Uh-huh. And the jobs were things like what? Like managing the test of strength or like, you know, doing the patter for...
Commentating pig races, doing magic tricks with their little sister where they like push her into a bucket and then make her disappear. She's clearly in the bottom of the bucket. The bucket was very big. She's very small.
That's not much of a magic trick.
Not really. Walking a tightrope that's not very far off the ground, and I'm like, come on, I want to see a broken child.
We got to break this thing.
Yeah.
The slackliners is the tightrope that's not very far above the ground, which is, oh no, I've just realized that slacklining is a tightrope that's not tight.
You only just realized that, huh?
No.
Oh.
I knew that before.
Huh. There you go.
Yeah. Hey.
Guess I shouldn't assume.
Yes. When you assume, it makes an ass out of Umi. And she's so nice.
She's really nice. And you don't want to, you'll feel really guilty.
Once you really get to know her, she is so darling.
And when you look into her eyes when she realizes the disappointment in her mistake.
Yeah.
It's going to be really tough on you as well.
That's going to be so rough on me. Hey, Demi, let's take a break here.
Okay.
We'll be back with more Big Soft Titty.png right after this.
Oh.
Oh, by the way, people keep saying they get ads for the cops now.
Don't. What the fuck? Why?
Someone was saying they get like 3 ads in a row for just like, hey, join the British police or something like that.
In that Australian voice?
Well, I don't know.
Hey, get the fuck out of here.
Hey, you know who needs your help? Those Brits. Go on.
Go on.
Go on.
Go catch yourself a pedophile.
Oh, come on, mate. Oi, you're Nicholist, bruv. What? Yuck. Also, they don't catch pedophiles over there. They cultivate them.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Go catch a pedophile to heard towards some children.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey. Let me let you out over here.
Oh, God.
Catching him like you catch like a cockroach in the house. Oh, we can't kill it. We don't want to keep it.
Sliding a big piece of paper under the cup with a pedophile in it.
Let's put you over here where you'll be happy.
Throw it into a bush.
Oh, God. But yeah, people keep getting like ads that are, I mean, honestly, if you get an ad that doesn't apply to you, congratulations. Because yeah. that means more money that the advertiser is spending and less effect that they're getting.
Don't listen to ads.
Anyway, here are some ads. Please, hands off that skip button.
Yeah, do listen to them.
And you can.
We need.
I don't know. If you need the ad-free version, come join us over on Patreon. Bye. Come on.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Oh, Christmas is a fast approaching.
Yeah.
And when I think of something Christmas fast approaching, I think of that wonderful Rudolph.
Yeah.
Oh, that red nose.
Yeah.
Tearing through the snow. Speeds of Mark 1, Mark 2, the reindeers behind them, ears popped by the sound barrier bursting long ago.
Snapping the neck of Blitzen and Dancer through sheer speed of the
All
harness.
Of the skin from Santa's face just sloughing off.
Sloughing off the sides.
Burnt away.
Ruddy
Burnt
red
away.
Cheeks, I'll say.
Yeah. Ruddy red cheeks went a while ago. He looks like a fucking titan now, dude. He looks like the Colossus Titan. It's all exposed muscle and bone.
Hello, it's me, Mrs. Claus. Did someone open the Ark of the Covenant next to my husband? No, that was Rudolph.
That's Rudolph's wonderful speed.
His wonderful bright nose.
God, he's so smart, that Rudolph.
Do you have to turn that on? You have to turn that on?
Yeah.
Just screw it a little bit to the left, like one of the mini torches that you can put on your keychain, and it goes like, blink.
Actually, I think to turn it on, you just have to kind of lick his ear.
Yeah. 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 But I will be touching his nose to pretend that's not what's doing it.
Hey, this is clearly sexual. Nope. No, it isn't. No, I think he'll see this is just a regular. Have you ever tried doing it without the nose? No, won't be thinking about that.
You know, in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, for some reason there was like, it was like a call and it became a call and response.
Yeah.
Do you remember? What? Do you remember? Because I reckon people had different calls and responses, right? For Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah.
What were yours? If I was like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh yeah.
Had a very shiny nose.
Like a light bulb.
You had like a light bulb. Yeah. Okay. And if you ever saw him, you could even say it glows
like a light bulb.
It's just like a light bulb again, right?
Yeah, I think so.
The other reindeers used to laugh and call him names.
You're a pedophile.
They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer game.
For good reason.
And one sunny Christmas Eve.
No, so the Rudolph thing, hey, here's one thing I want to say.
What? Do you want to run back him being a pedophile just in case his lawyers?
Maybe, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, defamation laws are strong here.
I was kidding. It's parody law. Don't worry about it.
One thing about Rudolph.
Yeah.
We don't know how bright the nose was, but I'm willing to bet if that nose is above like 80 lumens, I would also not want to be around the reindeer.
Yes, that's true. Well, I don't, well, it is, it's too flashy.
If you're picturing like a like nose,
mm-hmm.
that would be such a hassle to be around and it yeah. would be such a dark vibe.
Yeah, that's
just
true.
Just constantly bathed in red light and, in the snow.
And by the way, how good was Rudolph's eyesight? That nose is right in front of his eyes. So if the whole point is that it's too snowy to see, how's Rudolph getting us all there?
Yeah, I'm starting to think that maybe the ancillary reindeer still had a large part in this because they were far back enough that they could kind of blinker away the light of Rudolph.
90 dead today with a collision with a Boeing 737.
Yeah. And also it doesn't make it, it's not good back there either because you know that light is bright enough that it's coming through his hole.
It's coming through his hole?
Yeah. If it's right on the nose.
So you think
they'll be able to filter through the... We don't know where...
You think the nose goes all the way through Rudolph's body to his hole?
I'm saying that the light, and we don't know what causes it. We don't know that it's exclusive to the nose.
Okay.
But I'm saying that the light could very well...
I think it pretty clearly is from the song, Tom. Okay,
whatever. Listen, we Rudolph don't have any first-hand accounts.
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose and asshole.
Yeah, we got to change. Okay, let's change that to like a light bulb.
Like a light bulb. But we already have that for the second one.
We're just going to use it again. Okay. A lot of things are like a light bulb in this song, and I think that's fine. You know, we don't need to write like the smartest thing ever here. We, you know, it just makes sense, and it's good.
Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, yippee. We'll look past all your crimes, dude, because you made Christmas cool. I didn't really, didn't rhyme at the end.
Didn't quite land it.
Ooh, Silent Night. Right?
Yeah.
Fucking terrible Christmas carol.
It's such a mood killer.
Yeah. Silent Night. First of all, not true. All the fucking singing you're doing. Holy Night. Talking about Rudolph again? All is calm.
Holy Night.
I'm rubbing
my hands together.
Ooh.
Sounds like this night has something for daddy.
Severely misunderstood the situation.
Fair enough. But yeah, the...
Silent Night, Holy Night, right? Mm-hmm. Sure. All is calm. I think you're mistaking calm for boring.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, as far as I can tell, this night sucks.
Yeah.
I hate this night.
Fuck this night.
You know how much of a party can happen at night?
Yeah.
Hey.
It's a Christmas party. I don't give a fuck.
Oh my God, how are you doing that?
That's what Jesus sounded like in his crib. This is my birthday.
Oh my Lord.
Everybody kneel down.
Oh, stop.
I want that fucking myrrh.
You sound like you're crossing like a basketball shoe on a court.
Sorry.
That's insane. Stop doing that.
Sorry. It was because Jesus was wearing his little Jordans.
Oh.
That's why.
That's really cute.
Dancing about. Like the baby from Ellie McBeal.
Yeah, he's got his Methuselahs on. He's throwing, I don't know, a bird through a circle.
Bird through another
bird. What sports did they have back then?
I think it was throw bird, yeah. Mm. I think it was throw bird. What else sport did they
have? Hey, that guy's using a live bird. That's cheating. No, it's not. It could fly back here.
Okay, so they had throw bird. I think they had stick, no hoop yet.
Yeah.
They probably had like a really early form of like, you know, like shot put, like they use a really heavy stone.
Yeah.
And NFL as well.
Mm, of course. That's an old and storied sport.
Yeah.
The old Olympics were so good because it would have just been like, it's like this now, of course, but all of the events being like running for a really short time, running for a really long time.
Running and then a little jump.
This one's running, but it's you and three other guys are running as well. And they can't run unless you're done running.
And this one's touch each other.
Yeah.
This one's running. This one next to it that's happening at the same time is touch each other.
Okay. And this
sport is just do whatever you want.
This one's just honestly have fun with it.
This sport's just like, this one's just called take it slow.
Congratulations. This sport is called Let's have a medal. Let's have a medal. And also, let's just chill out and see what happens.
The sport's called, like, you have really pretty eyes. Hey, this sport's called, like, you remind me of me.
Imagine that pickup line working.
Just take your time with it.
Yeah, all the sports back then were so simple, and I'm kind of jealous of that.
I think there were ones that weren't, if Wonder Woman 84 is to be believed.
Yeah, no, there is. Of course, Wonder Woman 84 starts off with an obstacle course race, but also a lady with a whip that enables her to Spider-Man through because it's a whip with a spear attached to it on the end.
What?
Remember that?
No.
Oh, man, it was the highlight of my intro viewings.
I don't remember a whip in the intro.
She's up in the air, and she's got like a big whip, and then she goes swapam.
Yeah, right.
It's in the lead up to the obstacle course, yeah, which Diana is involved with, which is a kind of triathlon. It's kind of like
a five-athlon. Obstacle course, swim, horse, throw,
and
then
bow.
Javelin at the end.
And bow.
I forgot that. Bow and arrow wasn't throwing.
Gotcha. And then, yeah, so yeah, like javelin five, at the end. It's a pentathlon.
Yeah, I know. I was joking when I said five athlon.
That's great.
It's a joke that
I'm
made
really
up.
Glad.
I wrote it.
Good.
In my gala set.
I think that, okay, obviously that's a great pentathlon.
What?
What about?
Yes.
What about as a different, just different cocktails of biathlon? Because normal biathlon is like running and swimming. What about biathlon being an 800-meter run, and then at the end you throw a javelin. But at the start of the run, you pick up the javelin.
So you're running, you're doing the run-up for 800 meters.
Yeah.
God, that would be fucking annoying.
That would be so annoying.
That would be so annoying.
It'd be like when you're walking home with like a difficult grocery load and you keep readjusting to work out the optimal way to carry it.
All right, I've got a good one then.
Okay.
Hurdles and weightlifting.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Same rules. Lift the weight at the start of the race.
Okay.
And then you can put it down it's reached its zenith at the end of the 800 meters.
Right. You have to carry the 100 kilos with you over the hurdles, and then at the end you have to heft it over your head.
Yes.
Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
I think maybe they probably do that in CrossFit.
God damn it.
Have you seen the fucking dumb bullshit they do
in
the CrossFit
nothing.
Games.
I don't want to know anything about any sport ever.
It's really funny.
However, our biathlon's going to take off.
Our biathlon is going to absolutely fucking
all right,
cream
what sports
the
do they have in the Olympic?
Okay, skateboarding.
Skateboarding. All right, skateboarding and...
Oh, skateboarding and like doing taxes.
Ooh.
New sport.
That's not real. Well, yeah. Okay.
Something to find the most balanced person.
Okay. Ooh, I have an idea.
What?
Skateboarding.
Yeah.
And running. We're going to have to put a treadmill on your skateboard, Mr. Hawk.
I don't want all of them to be running while holding the thing for the second sport.
Equestrian.
But skateboarding does sound good for that.
Yeah.
Like just doing the whole 100-meter run, holding the board just in front of you like you're about to get on it.
Yes. But that's it. But you never get on the board. You hold the board in front of you and you run the 800 meters. And then at the end.
Equestrian.
And boxing.
Oh, that's wonderful. Like jousting.
But with your fists. Mm. You have to get up alongside.
And that's such a clear Rock'em Sock'em Robots situation. Mm-hmm. Like there's no questioning whether you came off the horse or not.
Mm.
Wow.
Hey, I'm really sorry.
Go ahead.
Silent night.
Yeah.
Holy night.
Yeah.
All is calm.
Okay.
All is bright.
So I've heard.
Round yon virgin, mother and child.
Yeah.
Holy infant.
Mm.
So tender and mild.
Yes.
How tender? Hey, show me that tough, spicy baby.
Oh, no, the Antichrist would be a tough, spicy baby. Like a piece of jerky, this boy is.
Shit, jerky baby.
Oh,
all right, so I guess,
wrinkly and tough.
Oh no.
Grr.
So currently Jesus is like a lemon and herbs, a Porto fillet.
So tender, so mild.
So genuinely, tender, so mild. And then
Mary has to pick him up so delicately because it's like picking up a cat. If, and yeah, also, if she just squeezes a little bit, her hand goes right through him.
Yeah, like an old peach. And the oils on her fingers are going to ruin the tender skin of the mild baby.
Yes.
But we got Tough Spicy Baby over there. He came out after.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I figured I'd try something different. Hey, oh yeah, you know what? That God guy that made everyone and made the entire world?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd be satisfied just putting one baby in a lady.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm sure he'd do like, oh, you know what? I've made one guy, now let's call it quits. No, he did that the first time and then he came back a second later and made a lady. He would have put a whole fucking Sims household in her.
Yeah.
He would have not, like, gone to bed feeling lazy.
No.
He would have packed that lady out.
What do you think was a lazy day for God, though? I reckon probably wood, because I don't know what it is, and I don't know how it gets. I mean, I know it's trees, but I don't know, like, what's in, like, what bits are in the trees just to make a wood.
Wood feels like it's one of those things where if you look at it deep enough, scientists like, okay, fine, you caught me. It doesn't make sense.
It's a bunch of splinters. Then what's in the splinters? It's like I look at a tree, and I guess when I was a kid, because of like maple trees or whatever, I was like, oh, trees have organs.
Yes. I want to quickly cut you off and say, obviously, the lazy day for God is the day he rested.
No, because that's self-care. That's not laziness.
Okay.
That's like just making sure that you can like, you know,
start again. Right. Okay, so on the sixth day...
What did he make? Oh, yeah, what did he fucking make? We got to do it. Does it have the stuff?
Yeah. On
because there's categories, right? First day, he made what?
Yeah, he managed it really well. On the sixth day, God created animals that live on the land and finally humans.
On the seventh day,
he rested. Yes.
Sorry, can you tell me the other ones?
I'm just going to find that now. Okay, first, on the first day, light was created.
Okay, it was light, whatever.
Second day, sky.
Heavy. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, no, God created all of creation by going from light to medium to heavy to extra heavy.
Okay, so first day, God made light. Second day, he made sky. Third day was Paige and Tamika. Fourth day was Kelsey.
Oh, my God.
Fifth day was Jacinda.
Okay, are you just making the... So God started with all the girls that you do a group project with in uni.
Yeah, I assume so.
Okay. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Okay.
Whatever.
The first day...
I didn't ask.
Light was created. The second day, sky was created.
Tamika, Jacinda, yep.
Yep. The third day, dry land, and then seas, and then plants and trees.
Seas.
Mm. Like, you know, your crabs.
Yep. Cauliflower.
Yeah.
Corn dog. Crabs, cauliflower, corn
God,
dog.
God, the crab must have been so happy to see that guy come along.
That's all we fucking need.
Yeah.
Imagine a little crab there, cauliflower in one hand, corn dog in the other.
Yeah, creation has peaked. Damn, God, you really nailed it with this one.
Which one's he talking about, or does he like both? He's like healthy and he also likes a corn dog.
Yeah, because you got to have balance. The sun, moon, and stars on the fourth day.
First time I had a corn dog, which we called Dagwood dogs in Adelaide, I cried. Because I didn't like sausages and my mum didn't tell me there was a sausage inside.
Okay. So it was a betrayal.
Yeah. So I bit in and I was like, what is that? And she was like, it's a Dagwood dog. There's a sausage in there. And I started crying because I was like, you hid a sausage in my meal.
It's called a dog.
Yeah, dude. I'm not American. I didn't know that it was meant to be a dog.
Okay. First off, what age were you?
Oh, I guess I was like 4. Maybe 5.
Okay. Well, in that case, I think giving you the dog is probably a crime.
Yeah, it was a big sharp stick with a meat on it.
Yeah, that's not good. But
maybe 5? Probably 5. I would say probably 5.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's... I mean, that doesn't mean you didn't like it crying at that age.
So what else did this bitch make?
The fifth day, creatures that live in the sea.
So wait, hold on. Sorry, what was 4?
Okay, fourth day was sun, moon, and stars. So that feels like... Because he created light, and then on the fourth day he was like,
there's too much of this.
Let's retcon this and be like, you know what? This comes from this.
Yeah.
So that feels to me like the fourth day potentially is the lazy day so far. And also that fits because it's hump day, where he's like, oh, man, I've been making stuff for so long.
Okay, but Tom, hear me out for 1 second.
Okay.
The light had to be there. Because what, you're going to make all this in the dark?
Yeah.
So I don't think, I think having the sun, moon, and stars is like, you guys can have it as well. But I need, what? You guys can have it as well with the sun, moon,
right,
and stars.
Right.
Plus the moon doesn't even have light in it.
No, but it just is a nice reflector.
Yeah. Moon's pretty.
Moon's so nice.
Moon's really pretty. Honestly, patterns on moon's so pretty.
Finding out that the moon controls the tides, I'm like, honey, you can control me. I'd do anything you say with a face like that.
Control whatever the fuck you want, baby.
Uh-huh.
Luna.
You're so pretty. Hey, what's your PayPal?
What's your PayPal? I want to send PayPal? You stuff.
I want to send you something. I got a treat for you.
I have a treat for you. Let do you have a P.O. box? Do you have a P.O. box? Because I got a lot of things for those craters.
The fifth day, creatures that live in the sea.
From Bad Dragon.
And creatures that fly were created.
Uh-oh, flying fish did both.
Oh, boy, that was a real mix-up. At the end of the day, he was like, all right, this one's going to star. This one's going to be from the sea. Oh, fuck, we got too many of them. This one flies. Wait, this one, no, oh, okay, sea.
So creatures that live in the sea, the crab was already there. So he must have been like, oh, my God, based on that earlier idea that I had, I'm going to do these guys as well.
Hey, what if I make long, big, scary...
Long, big, scary.
Yeah.
That's all of them.
Right.
Way down.
Yeah.
And then the higher up ones in the sea.
Higher up ones are cute little guys. Sorry, mostly. I was thinking of crabs.
Crab, yeah.
And then coconut crabs are obviously terrifying.
I wonder how low down you can find a crab.
I think crabs go down as far as you can because, I mean, lobster is kind of a crab, right?
But we haven't been down there.
Yeah, you're right.
So far. Lobster, though, isn't it funny? It's not actually that funny. And this point has been made so many times. But that a lobster is just a fucking bug and then they decided it was really good.
Yeah. But also that it was always going to be really good. We just didn't think to cook them like that. It was always going to be really good if you like, I don't know what they were doing. But so now we boil lobster and serve it with butter. But previously, I guess we were just chucking the whole thing on like in a frying pan and just going like whizz, whizz, whizz.
Can I tell you what actually happened?
In a wok?
Because I know the shit about the lobster.
Oh, my God.
Or do you already know this?
I know that they were used to be fed to prisoners and stuff.
Yeah,
they used to be like,
But that's the reason they got so delicious. Because servants and stuff were given lobsters. And they were like, well, what the fuck? So they figured out how to make them good.
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's why we got him Yumbo.
Yeah. Because looking at it, you're like,
I hate this.
I'm just going to go ahead and die.
Yeah.
Actually.
I think.
I don't know about this, man.
Hey, which bit do you want me to lift up? Because I think I'm going to find an engine inside.
Hey, great news. Dinner's here. Oh, cool. Is it like behind the terrifying bug you just slammed on the table? Because that thing seems to be made of rocks.
Yeah, great. Is my dinner underneath that holographic 14-year-old poster? Or...
Yeah, because it seems to have an exoskeleton that's so strong it's all skeleton.
Yeah.
You seem to have brought home a skeleton.
This thing looks like it's bone the whole way through.
Yeah. On the sixth day, he created animals that live on the land and finally humans.
Okay.
And on the seventh day, God finished his work of creating and rested.
He finished his work of creating?
He finished his work of creating. He was like, well, okay, now all of that is done. You know what's going to be really useful? If these guys can actually maintain tension in their muscles for longer periods of time.
I was going to say, if that was when he made creatine, it was a fucking stupid time for him to rest. But anyway.
Yeah.
You
really want to, honestly, much better to start, make creatine, and then get to work on light and stuff.
Yeah.
Because it'll be so, you won't even need the day of rest, bro.
Nah.
You can just go straight into it.
You could go straight into it. Your muscles are going to be fucking ready. You're going to look pert.
You're going to look so, you got the pump.
I'm going to say day six then was his lazy one.
Really? When he made the animals that live on land, including humans?
Yeah, dude, because he was like, and what else? I guess,
yeah, you're right. Day six was the self-insert day.
Yeah.
That's so fucking lazy.
Yeah.
And you know what? I'm here. Wouldn't it be totally random if, okay, there's birds and there's crabs and there's dogs and whatever, and also I'm here.
Yes.
And also there's a little me.
And there's me
And there's
well.
Like a whole bunch of them.
And I look so good.
And this one, and he takes a rib out of Adam and then just like runs it through the lady face app and is like, and honestly, this one would. Absolutely would.
What do you think he did with that rib? He just like chucked it in a fucking petri dish?
I don't think he needed it.
I think he, you know what I think he did?
He's just sucking it.
Sucked the rib. Adam looked exactly like Marilyn Manson, and he pulled the rib out of Adam, and then he just looked at it, and I think what he did was, and made an ear on the side of it, and then put a flower behind the ear, and was like, Eve!
Eve, Eve's here.
I just
taking the rib out of Adam so he can to make him a wife, and just he turned back around and Adam's just sutured onto his dick. Hey, you can pump the brakes on the whole wife thing. I think I'll be just fine.
Adam, he had to make another Adam because the first Adam, as soon as he took the rib out, that was how snails were invented. He got so curled up.
Hey, actually, I think I need another wife so I can lick my balls.
Oh, man.
Hey, yeah, you got to take more of these ribs out.
I actually don't think I need any of these.
Yeah. Walking to Adam, licking the small of his back. Hey, I got to get around to kicking you guys out of the garden.
You guys
are really fucking up my garden that I like. What I'm like?
God's self-insert into the world started, "Hi, my name is God, Darkness, Dementia, Ravenway, and I have long ebony black hair. That's how I got my name, with purple streaks and red tips that reaches my mid-back and icy blue eyes like limpid tears."
Oh, God, is that my immortal?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. God. That is the all of it. They just, like, made this big world and then was like, and also,
and
you know
me
what?
Too.
Yeah. And also, there's the prettiest creation. Oh, really? What's it look like? It's actually kind of a bookish, brown-haired author. I love when people do that in books. Isn't that the whole thing that fucking Jane Austen did?
Yeah.
Just like, he'd like, actually, the prettiest and the nicest one was the book lady.
Yeah, it's weird. Once you look past the top of her book that she's writing, by the way.
Oh.
Smoke show. Absolute fucking smoke show.
Thank God she's reading books when she's not writing the book, because they get in the way of her big triple D titties that otherwise you'd be a wooga.
Yeah, push the book down a little bit. Most angelic face you've ever seen. Push it down a little further. Fat yummies, baby.
Uh-huh. They call him Mr. Darcy because that's what he had his eyes on. The D.
And the.
The D's and the RC.
RC.
Kill me. Kill me.
Your D's look extra arsey today.
That was the highest compliment you could pay back then.
Thank you. And when they're like, hey, it looks like your tits could fart. Because you know how people are like, the reason guys look like arses is because they look like tits. Same the other way around.
Yeah. Damn, girl. Hey, you make those things fart ever? Your tits look so good. You make them things fart?
Dude, your tits look like they can shit. Can they?
Damn, girl, that necklace makes me think there's about to be a turd poking out of your big butt-looking tits.
Oh, my God. Put some pants on them.
Yeah. Put some pants on your tits, you ass-chested fuck. I'm complimenting you.
I'm complimenting you. I love you, wife.
I love you. Your chest looks like a fucking butt.
I love you, wife. Your nipples should be legs.
Yeah. Come on over here and fuck me. I'm all horny from looking at your chest that looks like an ass. Wait, you're telling me that was the ass all along? Your crack looks like titties.
Holy,
this rules.
Holy shit, are we getting plumbing done low down? Because I could swear.
I must be the luckiest guy in the world.
Yeah, honestly.
I don't know how I do it.
I don't know, I get you. What a catch.
Oh, this is stupid. This has been
No. This is evolution. This is how everything happened.
Right.
Anyway, how does the rest of Silent Night go?
I don't know.
Sleep in heavenly peace, I think. Sounds like you're trying to kill the kid, but whatever.
Yeah, that's something you say while you're holding a pillow over something.
Hey, what if Mary, because I remember there was a thing about like Mary, I think some animals like climbed in to keep Jesus warm.
Yeah, they were definitely
around. I'm pretty sure it was a couple of kittens.
Oh, yeah.
I've heard that this is one version of it, is that like Mary was like, what the fuck, I can't. This kid is cold, and then these two kittens curled up next to Jesus, and she's like, thank God.
Oh, right.
But imagine if she just took her eyes off them for 1 second, and the kitten did that classic thing of where it was like, where's the warmest bit? The baby's breath? Okay, smothers Jesus to death.
Yeah, that would stink.
And Mary has to be like, I guess I'm swaddling one of these cats. I don't want anyone to know what happened.
This sure is the Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, hey.
What?
One thing about the sweet Jesus, sweet baby so tender and mild.
Bah.
Really sounds like someone trying not to say that is a 3-star baby. Oh, wow. It's... You know what? I really love the design of the crib. And the way the light hits the crib is so good. What about the baby? I'm showing you the baby.
If the nicest thing you can say about it is that it's tender and mild, rubbish. It's rubbish. Need some good fucking food.
Yeah, right. This baby is so dog shit.
Baby sucks.
This baby sucks.
Baby was cooked by... Wait, don't cook a baby. I regret being explicit. I regret being explicit.
All right. Well, hey, thank you very much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png. This has been our meditation on the Bible, creation, and all things in between. Do you like this? You're making a really angry face at me.
You know what? I am going to practice active positivity and say, yes, I do like this.
Great.
Yeah. Would you like to continue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening to BigSoftTitty.png.
Yeah.
A rambling meditation on mixed martial arts, competitive sports, Christmas, the meaning behind the season, and everything in between. Catch you next week. Or if you're over on the Patreon, catch you in a few days.
Come back to listen to us trying to adult.
Yeah, how do you like it?
I don't.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.